the only time I gave in my life. But sometimes you gotta do it the studio way.
What are you talking about? Get Lost?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the first one was pretty good.
Get Leo?
Terrific picture. Terrific. And you know what else? It was good.
You know, I'm thinking, Tommy, I think I'd get on the movie business. I go back to my old job.
What, being a Shylock?
Yeah.
Why?
At least they're honest about being dishonest.
Come on, what? Why would you want to leave all this? Hey! Hello! Hey! See? I'm telling you, this town, look, Joe, you and me, we come out to Hollywood, sniff the air, and I look at us, man, we made it! And you know why? Because we knew how to hustle a deal.
Yeah, like I got hustled into doing the sequel.
That sucks.
You know that unless you're willing to use the R rating, you can only say the F word once?
You kidding me?
No. You know what I say? Fuck that. I'm done.
Before you skate out of the business, I got a movie for you.
Oh, yeah? What?
About NTL.
What's NTL?
What's NTL? What, are you joking?
No.
You're pulling my chain. Mm-mm. Nothing to Lose Records. Hello, come on. It's like the indie label. I sign bands, I produce their albums, I sell the distribution to the majors.
Now you want to make movies?
Yeah, who doesn't?
All right, can you pitch it in 25 words or less?
I can do it in one word. Me!
You?
Me! Hello, me!
I couldn't get your mother to watch that movie.
My life in the music business. Come on, gangster rappers and Russian mafia. You know, all that goddamn payola crap. This place is like the Wild Wild West, man. You're dodging the bullets, you're taking the arrows. And it's got a girl.
There always is.
Her name's Linda Moon. She plays the girl who wants to make it big in the biz, and I am the record mogul who makes it happen. But anyway, it's a musical, and Linda's been trying to get me on the two-way ever since, you know, she saw you on Charlie Rose, where you were very smooth, and found out that I knew you. I said you would help her out, and she left you on the list at the Viper Room, expecting you to show up.
So, Tommy, how's your wife?
Edie? Who gives a shit? Don't be a buzzkill. Hey, where are you going?
I gotta go to the men's. I just had two iced teas.
But how about, hey, Chili, how does the movie sound?
Well, you don't have a movie yet. You've got a premise and a setting, but you don't have character arcs or a plot.
Okay, but still, you know. Hey, who's gonna play me? Think about that.
How about Carrot Top? Time no see.
Yeah.
How's organized crime treating you?
A little more exciting now that you're in town.
Oh, yeah?
So, Mr. Palmer, we've got reason to believe that this was a mob hit.
Trust me, if this were a mob hit, they'd hired a man who knew how to shoot.
You hit him in the chest.
Finally, after he shot up my caddy.
What a shame.
Can you confirm that this fellow was wearing a toupee?
Stevie Wonder could confirm that he was wearing a toupee.
So out of the blue, this Mr. Athens just decides to look up your number and give you a call?
I know what you're getting at, Marla. You think I set him up. The truth is, Tommy wanted me to do a movie about him. But you can't do a movie where the main character gets popped in the first scene, now can you?
Yeah, it's not a bad opening.
You know, you're right. That worked for American Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Sunset Boulevard.
Or Casino.
Mr. Palmer, I'm Glenn from Thrifty Executive Fleet. May I escort you to your vehicle?
But of course. Marla? Detective?
Hey,
There you go, sir.
What's that? I asked for a Cadillac.
Oh, the inside is a Cadillac of gas-electric hybrid cars. Not only is it fuel efficient, it's great for the environment.
Good to see you. You know Hi Gordon?
I'm Chili Palmer!
He did the soundtrack to Get Lost.
Oh, sorry.
Hi's taking me around. I'm doing a little research. For my next part, I'm going to play Johnny. The man in black. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh, Johnny Cash. But he's like 6 feet.
That's okay. You don't know. You know, low angles. You know, the movies.
Hey, Chili, is that your car?
Yeah, it's an inside. It's the Cadillac of hybrids.
It's a little tight for a big guy like you.
Small price to pay for the environment. 57 miles to the gallon.
But what about speed?
No, Mark. If you're important, people will wait.
Just one shot, Marty. One small for me. Come on.
You better go put your cheat sheet back on.
All these members, people out here paid to come see this shit.
I just told you to put your clothes on, didn't I?
I can't.
Did I not tell you that?
Look.
Don't book me again.
Mr. Palmer?
Call me Chili. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Please, have a seat. I get you something to drink?
Oh, I have something coming. So, Tommy's gone, huh?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I guess this means you're not doing the movie?
Well, I gotta be honest with you, Linda. I'm getting out of the movie business.
Here you go.
What's the matter?
I'm tired of this, Mr. Palmer. Look, if I can get some cash, I would buy my way out of my contract and get out of music.
Are you kidding? After what I just saw, why would you do that?
Because it sucks. Look, I could do the same thing topless and make $2,000 a week with tips.
Well, why don't you do that?
I'm Baptist. My father wouldn't have.
Oh, so then you're like Aretha Franklin. You learned to sing in church.
I learned from my father. My dad was in a jazz band. Nothing big, though. See, everything I know about music, I learned from him. I always thought we'd play together, but then he died.
Yo, Linda! Yo! I didn't dismiss you. You're on my time.
That's my manager, Raji, the Miss Bangkok. I told him I want to quit, and he's like, you quit me, girl, I'ma jack you up.
He talks like that?
He thinks he's black. His real name is Roger Lowenthal. His partner's with this guy named Nick Carr. He's this music promoter.
I know Nikki.
They caught me straight off the bus from Texas. Said they'd make me this big star, and like a fool, I believed them.
Yo, Linda! You John Turner tricks! Get your ass back over here! I ain't done with you yet!
Look, I can't do 5 more years. Not with these guys.
Who's the big guy?
That's Elliot Willem, Raji's bodyguard. He's got this thing that he can raise one eyebrow, give you that look. He wants to be in movies.
But that's it, he just does the one eyebrow.
As far as I know, he's gay too. Word is he once threw a guy out of a 30-story building for calling him a fag.
Oh, he must have been mad.
Linda, maybe if you didn't blow all your energy banging Taurus, your voice wouldn't sound so flat. You talking about flat voice? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that one was for me. So you just relax.
You end up doing 50-cent lap dances at the first K like Miss Bangkok?
Chill, wait. You don't know these guys. They're bad guys.
Trust me, Linda. I know them a whole lot better than you do.
You'll find you with some ass popping all up and down a pole. You'll be up in that place going, pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop.
Well, what are you going to say? Pop,
pop, pop. Nothing more than I have to. If that.
Ass popping. Snap, crackle, pop.
Chili, wait.
Man, the suit. You in town for some kind of convention?
No, but if I was, you'd be the man to see, am I right?
Why would you say something stupid like that?
The way you're dressed. You're either a pimp or a limo driver.
You got jokes? You some kind of weak-ass comedian?
Raji, look at me.
Well, I'm looking at you, man.
Oh, you say you're looking at me, but are you really looking at me?
Well, I'm really looking at you. You got something stupid to say? Say it. So I can be done with you.
Linda's quit. She's out of the chicks.
Man, miss me with that. She's got 5 years left on a contract.
Well, I just canceled it.
I'm walking out of the dark. Who are you supposed to be?
I'm the one setting you straight. I'm Linda's new manager. Come on, honey.
Well, you light his ass up.
Got it.
You're Elliot Willem, aren't you? You're an actor.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Chili Palmer. I'm a producer. I did the film Get Leo. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's great to meet you.
You know, I walk into a club, and I see a guy like you, and I say, he's got the look. But does he have the talent? Can he act?
Watch this.
Elliot! Goddamn, what you doing, man? What?
Breathe up. Up. You okay? You can do better than him. Why don't you send me some pictures? I'll give you a call. Set you up for an audition. All right, I'm in the Will Smith building.
Linda, you better talk to me.
Today?
Oh, it's like that, huh? Okay. Okay.
I got an audition, Raj. I need to get my headshots.
Povo, preste atenção na roda que eu te fiz. Quero mostrar a quem vem aquilo que o povo diz. Posso falar, pois eu sei. Eu tiro os outros por mim. Quando almoço, não janto. E quando canto, é assim.
Pirinho. Agora vou divertir. Agora vou começar. Quero ver quem vai sair. Quero ver quem vai ficar. Não é obrigado a me ouvir. Quem não quiser escutar.
Quem tem dinheiro. Mas tem, quer ganhar. E a gente que não tem nada fica pior do que está. Seu moço tenha vergonha, acabe a descaração. Deixa o dinheiro do pobre e roube outro ladrão.
Agora vou divertir, agora vou prosseguir. Quero ver quem vai ficar. Quero ver quem vai sair. Não é obrigado a escutar.
Chill?
Yeah.
So glad you came.
Well, I'm sorry, and if there's anything I can do,
Thanks.
So, how are you doing?
No. You were right there when it happened, weren't you?
Well, I was in the men's.
But you were with him in his last hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had him cremated, and, I wanted to do something special with his ashes, you know, maybe something he'd like. Do you got any ideas?
Well, nothing that makes sense.
Huh.
Say, Edie, is that an Aerosmith tattoo on your back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know I followed them on tour, right?
Didn't know that.
I thought Joe Perry was so hot.
Yeah? So you were a groupie?
No, man, much worse. I did their laundry. They travel with their own washer and dryer. I did everything except Steven's stage clothes. You know, he likes to send those out.
So, Edie, I was thinking, you know, maybe I could help you out with NTL Records.
What makes you think I need your help?
Yeah, nothing.
Look, Chili, let me tell you something. I started NTL with Tommy.
Right.
Equal partners.
Yeah.
Who do you think found the dub MDs? I did. Tommy's gone. And I'm devastated, but I'm not about to roll over. I can run my own label.
Hey, if anybody could, it's you. Hey, Edie, why don't you get your clothes on and let's get out of here, okay? Make you feel better. Besides, I want to talk to you about this girl, Linda Moon.
Linda Moon?
Yeah, she's a singer. Yeah, put this on. Oops.
You know, I never made it with any of those guys from Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-mm. I played tennis with Tom Hamilton once, though. Yeah. I was just a girl then.
Oh, Edie, you'll always be a girl.
Oh, chill. Thank you.
Who's this?
That's Tiffany, Tommy's intern.
Hey.
How you doing? What's that?
Pizza.
He means the urn, genius.
Oh. Tommy. Yeah, the cops came by NTL last night. They were asking me about you.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say?
Nothing. They said you were gonna make a movie about Tommy.
It'd have to be a short.
Did it take anything?
Some boxes, a few files. Oh, but I think what they were looking for was this. Oh, thanks. Here.
Where'd you get this?
Some guy with a Russian accent.
Sent to you.
You know, about a month ago, he starts coming by, looking for Tommy. Tommy's in the office, what, like 3 hours a week? So this last time, he takes a picture. He comes in, doesn't even ask for Tommy, lights it on fire, and just tosses it on my desk. No questions, no nothing. 2 days later, he comes back, and this time Tommy's in. So I interrupt his meeting and I buzz him. He comes flying out of his office, walks up to the guy, nails him right in the eye. Hey, just like that scene in Get Leo. Then he tosses the guy on his ass right in the middle of the street. I'm like, Tommy, who the hell was that?
Insurance salesman.
Okay.
An insurance salesman.
Insurance scam. I mean, geez. Even I know that. The guy takes a picture of your business, says either you pay up or he puts your place on fire.
Well, you know, Edie, that was Tommy's specialty in Brooklyn. He sold protection. He could write a book on the different ways to work it. Did this guy have a toupee?
Not after Tommy hit him. Good morning, Carousel Entertainment.
You see the chicks international? I think these girls are going to be big. The next big act to break. Take my word for this.
What's up, Nick?
I'm telling you, it's Linda Moon. Is she a G-string diva or what? They give you wood?
What's up, man? I need to talk to you, Nick.
They gave me mahogany. Goddamn teak. They conduct the QE2 with the wood they gave me. Who even cares if they could sing?
Look, man, Chili Palmer came up in the club.
Hey,
I got to...
You're still my bitch. Love you out.
Man, we gotta talk about this Chili Palmer.
Robin, who's our three?
Robert's on three. Marty's on four.
Don't be...
Marty, you pimp. Make me smile.
Nick, for real. I'm serious, man. I need to talk to you here.
No.
Talk to
you
me
did
for
not.
A minute, man. Nick!
Marty, hold on a sec, will you? What do you want, Marsha?
It says in the paper that Chili Palmer used to be a gangster.
He was a hired hand.
You know him?
Tell me what you want, Rush.
Linda Moon says she's going to leave and have Chili Palmer be a manager.
She told you that?
I mean, he told me that.
What'd you do?
I told him she's got 5 years on her contract, you know.
You felt you had to explain it to him? He didn't kick his ass.
Man, he hit Elliot right in the damn throat. He broke him smooth down.
Wow, what a surprise. Elliot's a faggot.
Pussy.
You think it's cool to have a queer for a bodyguard? What good is he? Chili Palmer's no manager. He's a talker. You should have hit him in the mouth. What he does is make movies about Shylocks, because that's all he was, a Shylock.
That's right. He did that movie Get Lost. That's my shit, man. That shit was tight.
There is no way we are losing Linda Moon. A, she's under contract. And B, she's under contract.
So what's cracking?
You want Joe Loop?
Man, all I want is for Chili Palmer to disappear.
You want Joe Loop.
We're gonna hold my baby all this summer. Every time I hear that little saxophone, I don't rock. I'm gonna rock.
Yeah, Joe Loop.
Loop, Nick Carson, I should call.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I got something for you to take care of, or do I need to call somebody else?
No. You don't understand. I would love to.
Here's your breakfast, sweetie.
Pancakes again?
Yes, pancakes again. Baby, would you tell this girl when we were coming up all we had was sugar sandwiches?
Please, she does not know how good she has it.
She does not know how good she has it.
Bye, baby.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, baby.
Deshaun, eat the pancakes, okay? I put cinnamon on there. There's butter. They're very good. The strawberries are fresh. Eat up. We got 10 minutes, okay? I don't want you to be late.
Top of the morning, Marge.
Top of the morning, Sam.
Ain't this...
Must you play it to the stereotype? Turn this mess down. This is the suburbs. I'm on the damn neighborhood watch. Who did it?
Not me.
You know that bitch owed me $300,000? I should have sent a coalition. Now shit's gonna have to get ugly.
Ugly? Why are you tripping? It ain't like you need it.
Dabu, it's the principle. Today is $300,000, tomorrow is $3 million. I gotta send a message.
I feel you, dawg.
You talk to the PD.
The police?
The police, the program director.
Oh. Check this out.
Well, hello, Mr. Program Director. You see what happened when you don't spend my records?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all speak to my daughter.
Good morning, Deshaun!
Deshaun, sweetie, why don't you go back inside? Okay? Daddy's having a little meeting. Yeah, I'll take you to school in my car.
Bye, guys!
Goodbye, Deshaun!
Okay, boo-boo. All right.
Wait, my breath! No. You hear me? Wait, my breath!
She go? I'm telling you, Edie, She's got a voice. She's got the attitude. You're gonna love her.
Sounds like you love her.
Well, if you're asking me if I think she's talented, yes.
I can't believe this. Condolences on a two-way, and half of them are Tommy's ex-girlfriends. Look, chill. Producing an album, you know, it's not like making a movie.
Good. I think movies are too corporate. I like to be spontaneous and creative.
No, I'm just saying, you know, the music biz is a bitch, you know? It's dangerous. It's rough out there.
Believe me, I know. That's why I love working at Momo's Club, if you know what I mean.
What'd you do at Momo's? You book bands?
Not really.
Were you a bouncer?
Not really.
You really were a Shylock, weren't you?
Did I tell you that she writes her own music? Huh, here she is. Here we go. You ready to show off?
I'm so sorry. I can't remember. Please don't show off. I ended up seeing her drive.
All right, calm down, calm down. Edie? Linda? Linda, this is Edie Atlas. This is Tommy's widow.
Hi, nice to meet you. Look, I'm really sorry about being late.
Don't worry about it. So Chili tells me you've got a great voice.
Really?
Well, you do.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
Is this where you play?
I can't really afford my own piano, so they let me play here.
Come on, let's go hear you.
Impressed. Did you write that song?
Yeah. It's called I'm a Believer.
Just tell us you got 9 more just like it.
40 more. But as long as I can do it my way.
I like that. Let's get you in the studio.
All right.
Good girl.
You weren't kidding, Chili. I mean, the girl's got something. She's amazing.
Told you.
I mean, the only thing is, you know, it costs a lot of money to break someone, you know? I mean, we gotta pay a mixer, a publicist. Hey, look. Steven Tyler's in town.
Oh, yeah.
Aerosmith playing at the Staples Center. Tell me Dream On is not the greatest rock and roll song you ever heard.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to call him.
Call who?
Steven.
Why?
So he could listen to Linda's music. He could see for himself it's terrific. And maybe he'll help us launch her at his concert.
That's a great idea, Joe. Yeah. Hey, and maybe Bono and Sting will come down and we could all cut a Christmas album.
You know him, don't you?
Know him. Steven Tyler, Chili. I know his socks. He's never gonna remember me.
Edie, you have a tattoo of Aerosmith on your ass. You can't get a meeting with him? We want Steven Tyler. We get Steven Tyler.
I never did. I would scat to it. Listen, that won't kill that bullet. It's just the music. It's the funk. It's the sound. It's the words. It's the rhyme. It's the shit. You can't be creative unless you step outside a little bit. It's a do do dat and do 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 dat. A do dat and do 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 dat. A do dat and do 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 dat.
A little early, aren't you? Open house is on Sunday. Hey, it's Chili Palmer.
Yo, Chili.
How soon can you get here?
Two AM and it's traffic on the 405. Oh! Who's your friend?
I don't know. I come home and he's bleeding all over my windshield.
Just a guy to the Tommy Athens?
Nah. That guy had a black guy and was wearing a rug.
Oh, this ain't no rug, pal. This guy's got plugs. I hate plugs. It's like doll's hair. Personally, I think grafting is the only way to go. The look's more natural. It's, of course, because they use your own hair.
Very interesting. Are you going to help me up with them?
Is that why you called me here?
Yeah, you're a big guy. I don't want to do it alone. Come on up. Get this wallet out here before the cops come. All right, sit him down. All right, here we go. Ivan he's Russian. Been here for 5 months.
They gotta kill Tommy. He saw you, right?
Yeah.
So you can ID him. Then he sees your picture in the paper. Then he sends Dahl here, guy here, to take you out.
So while he was waiting for me, he got depressed and shot himself in the back?
Good point. Who are all these people trying to kill you?
I don't know. But I'm in the music business now. It could be anybody.
Mugambo, my brother. You check out the chicks? I told you, bro, this Linda Moon, she's a belter. Mugambo, I gotta jump. Love you, bro. Get me Raji on the phone.
Though you may not drive a great big cat.
What's up, it's Raji.
Hey, Lowenthal. Joe Loop was supposed to kill Chili Palmer. Instead, he killed some goddamn Russian.
For real?
You two better work this shit out or your ass is next. Stupid ass.
I gotta tell you, I never seen a hit like this before. I mean, you actually gotta get in line to whack this guy.
How many men have you whacked, Joe?
Well, you want to be next?
I'm asking you because you hit the wrong guy.
They serve one hell of a stuffed cabbage here, you know that? The thing that you want to remember, though, is don't eat it too late because it tends to stay with you.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind. Where we at, Joe?
We ain't nowhere. I now got to go find the right guy. Thing is, it's gonna cost you another $5,000.
What are you talking about, man? I already paid you. You're the one who did the wrong guy.
Well, whose fault is that?
Your fault.
tough shit. That's the cost of doing business. Look, you tell Nikki that there's now a new contract and I need another $5,000.
I can talk the deal with you because it's my contract, all right? That's why I'm here with you.
You can't talk shit. You're Nikki's girl.
Me and Nick are partners. We discuss all facets of the business together, be it music, be it underworld, girls.
Let me ask you a question. Get up, you. How come he calls you his bitch?
What?
His bitch. Why does he call you his bitch?
What, mother?
Did I stutter?
What if I called you a fat, stupid, guinea, biatch? Biatch?
I take this baseball bat that I got out in the back of my Cadillac, and I swat you across the mouth with it.
I said, what if I called you that? Hypothetically, just a scenario. I wasn't actually saying it to you. I'm always looking out. I got to operate. I want to make sure I got the right guy. Now I need the right guy to get the right guy.
Now I want the $5,000 up front. Tonight at the Mayan.
What? The what?
Take the wax out of your goddamn ears. The Mayan downtown.
I never happened to have heard of the Mayan, so I was making sure I knew where it was.
Oh, you mean it's something you haven't heard of?
Okay, man.
All right, take off.
We cool? Hmm? Come on, man. Jay Leezy, what's up? My man. All right, I feel that.
Take off.
Mad respect for not giving respect. I feel you.
Let me tell you something. Don't do that Jay Leezy shit.
That's what your name.
I don't like that. Don't do it.
I see you at the Mind Club, man. Mad respect you, Luke. Stone face, killer.
Next time, try to find something red to wear.
The future is now. It starts today.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, man, that girl's voice is off the chain. But I gotta say, she needs a sound.
What are you saying, that she can't sing?
Chili, that girl can totally sing.
What do you mean?
Is she a star?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, pick American Idol, okay? I'm making, like, all those girls, they can sing, right? But who cares, right? Who are they? And then you take, like, J-Lo, and it's like, that shit's been remixed so much, I could be Jenny from the Block.
Are you going to produce this or not?
Well, leave it to Tommy. I mean, the last of the great spenders. No wonder you kept the books locked up, all right? Because they're empty. You don't own any of this stuff. We're broke.
How can that be? I mean, you must have made a pile off the WMDs alone. It's weapons of mass destruction.
I know who they are.
Yeah, well, whatever we made off them, I can't find it in the books. Which means we can't afford to record her, which means no masters, which means no CDs, which sure as hell means no more NTL records.
Hello? So what'd you think?
I would love to produce your record. And because I'm going to produce it, it will rock.
Oh, that's great. So Capital can miss you for a few days?
I think we can negotiate that.
Wait, you were with Capitol? I was supposed to meet an A&R guy over there, but then I signed with Nick Carr.
Excuse me, Linda. Did you just say you're under contract with Nick Carr?
Oh, no, not anymore. Actually, Chili told Roger that it was canceled.
Oh.
Hey, Linda? Why don't you take a break, honey?
All right.
I was a Shylock. I know how these things work. I've known Nikki for years. You get your contract.
Edie, slight problem.
This could be ugly.
Why is that?
That's in LaSalle. He manages and produces the Dove MDs.
Tommy owe money?
I would say... yes.
Tiffany, man the phones. Hi, get in the office. Look like you know what you're doing. Edie, I want you behind the desk. You're still the boss.
These guys need to see that NTL is still in business.
Okay. Where should I hide the books?
Leave them on the desk. And whatever you do, don't mention the Russians.
Don't mention the Russians, okay? No. Oh, no, we totally booked. That would have been good. Oh, hang on one second. Sin, honey, how are you?
Enough with the pleasantries. Where's our money, Edie?
Sin.
Sin LaSalle.
What's up? Come on.
No? Okay, you know what? I totally get it, man. I totally get it. First of all, welcome to NTL. Second of all, I want to introduce myself.
Hi, Gordon. I know who you are.
Say?
Capitol Records. 8 years ago, you turned down our demo, Hyman.
You know what, Sin? You know Capitol, man. It's like art by committee over there, okay? Personally, I totally, totally dug all y'all's sound. All right? I'm thinking about leaving Capitol.
Look, Sin, you know, Tommy left his will a mess. You know, if you just give us a few weeks...
Then I call up and the phone is disconnected. Why don't you write us a check for 300 grand and we'll kindly be on our way.
Sin, you know we don't have that kind of money on hand.
Then I need to check your books.
Sin. Be cool.
Be cool? You don't know me.
Oh, I know you a whole lot better than you think I do. Ivy League rich kid, goes to Wharton, gets an MBA, puts on some Timberlands and a throwback, and suddenly you got street cred?
Hey, Sin. Look, I'll tell you the truth, okay? The Russians took it.
The what?
The Russians. It was one of those insurance scams, you know, like give us half a mil and we won't kill you. And Sin, you knew Tommy, right? I mean, he never wanted any trouble. I mean, gave him everything we have, but these Russians, okay? These monsters. They're animals. They kept on coming back for more and more, so Tommy told him to get lost. Make a long story short. I'm a widow now.
Enjoyed that story, Edie. I mean, Russians. Russians.
I know it's hard, but...
I'm a highly educated man. Sincerely, you don't expect me to believe a story about some Russians. Now, I suggest that you open up those books or things gonna get real ugly up in here.
Sin, the books are none of your business. You'll get the money when NTL has it.
Double. Thank you. Thank you.
Poppenby's not gonna do you any good. But if you wait till Friday, I get you your money plus the VIG.
Plus the VIG. All right. All right. Okay. Everybody cool out. Everybody calm down. Dabu, calm down. So, wait, so you saying plus the VIG?
Plus the VIG.
All right. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. We're going to do this. Stop that.
Never get to shoot nobody. Never. Don't never let me do what I want to do.
You know, it's a long day, man. You'll get a chance to kill somebody, all right? Calm down. We got some other stops to make today. All right, so I'm not gonna kill y'all today. And I'm gonna be generous. But come Friday, if you don't have my money, the next meeting I arrange will be between you and Tommy Athens, if you get what I'm saying.
I feel you.
You feel me? You... Edie?
Dabu?
Player.
vig? I mean, what's a vig? Oh my God. What are we gonna do?
You're gonna give him your fancy equipment, okay? Or you're gonna have a garage sale.
We're not selling anything.
Hey, where are you going?
I gotta see Nikki Carr. Hey, Black Eyed Peas are playing tonight if you're interested.
You say there's a dark parking lot by the Maya, right? But why are you tripping on me, Elliot? Are you still crying over that Chili Palmer shit?
No, he said he was gonna call me, that's all.
And did he call you back? He's just messing with your head, man. And no small faggot going by the name Elliot Wilhelm is gonna make it to the big screen? Raising a goddamn eyebrow? I understand shit like this because I ain't a homo. Once you turn faggot, you lose all self-respect. You're not wired right. Man, what the hell are you stopping the car here for, man? You crazy?
Hey, you moved the car. We can all get to work.
Man, why are you stopping the car here, man? What are you doing? Get your ass back in the car.
Kick your ass.
Then where's the front of the car, fool? What's up? What?
You said it again and I quit.
What'd I say? On a faggot thing? A homo? Man, I'm walking. I ain't even tripping, man. What'd I say, huh? Okay, look, Elliot, I know you're frustrated with all this bodyguard shit and whatnot. I smell you, man. I feel your pain. This shit's temporary. Stop crying on my shit. When I signed you 4 years ago, I said, man, that man can sing. I said, he's gonna be a big star, man. That's why I laid out all the paper to put you up in a video. I put paper down, man, to put you in a video, right? No one else on this damn beach has a video. Man, I love you like a brother. I used to bag on you all the time, man. You tripping. Why are you doing that, man? You wanna take a shot at me, kid? Do it. Do it. I'm just saying, if that's what it's gonna be, then it's gonna be that. But I would prefer it to stay on the same page. Man, let your voice be your ladder, man. I'm serious. This acting shit got you acting crazy, man. What's up? You know I love you, man. Come on, man. E-Weezy. Come on, baby. E-Weezy. Come on, baby. E-Weezy. Come on, clown it, baby. You know I'll clown it. Turn around, because you know I clown it. Come on, player. Stop hating. Stop hating. Stop participating. Stop participating, star. Come on, twinkle, twinkle, baby. Twinkle, twinkle.
Come on, Larry. You sound like an A&R guy. Banging the phones like a goddamn wild man.
Larry, I'll call you back.
I heard Sean Penn lives up here. You see him much?
Not as much as I'd like.
Hmm.
How'd you get in here?
Oh, your maid left the back door open.
I don't have a maid.
I can tell.
Come on. Get out of here before I have to shoot you.
Nah, Nicky, sit down. Stop being such a hard-on.
So, Mr. Red Hot Chili Pepper. I heard you were at the Viper Room.
Oh, so Roger told you about Linda Moon.
She's something else, huh? Mm. The heart and soul of that group. I'm telling you, bro, the chicks are gonna be big.
How's that? By singing songs from the 70s?
Don't laugh. You see, you're a movie guy, so you don't know. But the music biz, it goes in cycles. It's like Linda. When I signed her, girl power was dead. It was the year to sing a songwriter. But now the market's flooded. What do the labels want? Girl groups.
Nicky, look at me.
Yeah.
I want Linda's contract.
If you want to produce Linda's album, great. I'm sure you can even get a bucket record. But I got it booked into some major gigs, bro. And I'm 2 seconds away from getting her a deal.
You mean you've had Linda for 2 years and you've never gotten her a record deal?
Chili, a trio was not born overnight.
I've had her for 3 days. And I already got her a label. So it looks like we don't need you, Mickey.
Let's get something straight. This isn't the movies. You can't tell everyone you're a wise guy and charm their pants off. This is the music business. We're all wise guys.
All right, wise guy, I'll make you a deal. Carousel, which is the dumbest name I've ever heard for a company, gives me Linda Moon's contract. And if you ever threaten her in any way, you'll regret it for as long as you live, if that.
That's some deal. What's in it for me?
I'll just make believe that dead Russian that I found in my house had nothing to do with you.
You don't know what you're doing, Chip. I'll make sure you think Linda can make it on her own.
She's got me.
So you're like a rapper now? Hey, sniff doggy doo-doo.
Oh, you clowning my gear again? You know you like this, Joe. Come on, Joe. You know my style makes a lady smile.
They just started chatting nigga choo-choo. I love that song. Can't believe they did that.
Damn, man. I wish I could have heard that. I like a good choo-choo song. Look, you want your money or what, my man?
First off, I ain't your man, you asshole.
Remember my driver, Elliot? Elliot, give this man the envelope. Did you get accounted?
Nick ain't got the balls to stiff me.
I like that idea you had about having a bat in the car. Have my man Elliot go out and get one.
A red bat!
You know, it's such a queer to get a bat. They're like they're shiny queer things.
What you want? It's not your fault. What you want is a wood bat. See, like a Louisville Slugger. Let me see. Hold this for me, please. Thank you. You see, a bat like this, it messes up a kid's swing. He's got to take too long of a swipe across the plate, you see? He never develops those fast hands he's going to need for the majors, you understand?
I don't know how fast it's got to be for my needs, you know what I'm saying to you? I ain't going to be up no majors. I like that one, huh?
I'm sorry.
What's
up? Archer, I think he's choking.
You clowning me? Joe, are you clowning with me?
You don't ever disrespect me. What?
Roger. Damn. He's dead.
Man. All that shit, man. This right here, this is the cost of doing. Listen!
All I want is some appreciation, Elliot. Jilly Palmer don't realize how hard I work for Linda Moon. I try to make her a superstar. What do I expect in return? What do I expect in return? My name on the damn CD so small you can barely read the damn thing. And where's that at? Where's that always at? On the back? At the bottom? Produced by Raji in tiny little letters, man. And I will not let him take that from me. Now it's time I got some respect. I will straight smoke Chili Palmer.
Hey.
Edie. Hey.
I didn't take you for a Black Eyed Peas fan.
Well, when they hooked up with Sergio Mendez, they won me over. Mm. Do you ever think about becoming a singer?
Singer?
Yeah.
Me? Nah. But I was a real live Vegas showgirl once.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as I was done washing clothes, I got lucky.
Hmm.
One of those Tropicana reviews, you know? Chili, I worked so hard starting NTL. I'm a bit too old to go back to Vegas.
I want you to stop worrying. We're gonna meet Steven Tyler. You know, I'd have liked to see him dance.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, you still can.
Yeah, how's that?
Do you dance, Chili?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Took your picture. with one particular reason, and it's to capture your character. I like to sit and stare at you. Ain't nothing wrong with staring at you. Girl, don't get scared of the fact that I envision us getting married, and I ain't trying to rush nothing. Cause I ain't rushing.
I know.
I take a time like, what's them things? I move slow, you know them days. You're like an elixir.
Yeah.
They got me tipsy. This is just like Ripley's. Believe it or not, but I love you, girl. You really got me going out of control. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's let it go. And do what we do best. Take off our clothes. We look better undressed. Yeah. For you, I'm a fanatic. I'm an addict. Your sexy antics turn me on like automatic. No need to get dramatic, but I gotta have it.
Give me
some of them sexual acrobatics. Karma suit you, girl. Anything that suits you, girl. Stuff that you ain't used to, girl. Come over here and let me show you just how Willie do it. I'm a freak and you knew it. You're a freak and I knew it. Baby, let's get to it. Cause girl, you really got me going control. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's let it go. And do what we do best. Take off our clothes. We look better undressed. Let's talk to you take me to ecstasy. Without taking ecstasy, it's exactly like ecstasy when you laying right next to me. I'm sexing you, and you sexing me. It feels so damn natural, what we doing so naturally. I'm liking you rubbing me, and you liking me rubbing you. Make love to you just like Sergio Mendes plays the piano. Yeah.
In the Staples Center with Linda's CD.
Right.
And then what?
Nah, we put a gun to Steven's head and say, Linda's playing with Aerosmith.
You really like the music business, don't you, Chill?
Love it.
Me too. Tommy and me, we had a few records on the air. I just like one time turn on the radio and say, that's my song. I produced that. Something with soul, you know?
That is different, huh?
Yeah. I had it trimmed. Night, Chili.
All right. Drive safe.
That's the pawn shop my friend from the OC told me about. They're surrounded by the Feds. They're watching these Russians. There he is.
Oh, yeah. His name's Roman Balkin.
What are you doing?
Are you crazy? They know what you look like. What are you going to tell them?
No more than I have to.
Just that. If I were you, there's half a dozen undercover cops outside. Don't give them a reason to come in.
Get!
Now, did you take this picture?
Go to hell, you greasy mob son of a bitch.
Now you're the one that's gonna need protection.
You go now.
Is that chest hair real? Roman, look at me. The next time you send someone over to kill me, make sure I'm home. Have a nice day.
Mr. Palmer?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I went to a Jimi Hendrix concert, and this pawn shop here has got a 68 Stratocaster, the same guitar he used to play, and the guy won't sell it to me.
This guy look familiar to you?
Maybe from back in your Brooklyn days?
Oh, yeah, that's Joe Lupino. Joe Loop. Is that his headshot?
Couples in Griffith Park last night, two dudes pull in, one of them's wearing one of those pimp hats. They pop the trunk, toss out a body's been worked over by a baseball bat.
It's Joe Loop.
Baseball bat, huh?
Baseball.
Yeah, they pulled a Mama Cass on him, too. The coroner found half a ham sandwich stuffed down his throat.
You wouldn't happen to know what Joe was up to, would you?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was in the record business.
Then could have been a mob hit?
Maybe, except for the ham sandwich. There he is, right there. See the two seats next to him? That's where we are. Come on.
Jill, do you think Steven's gonna remember me?
Believe me, you're hard to forget. Come on.
Steven?
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
You look incredible. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, look at you. Look how those legs go up and make an ass out of themselves. You still got that Aerosmith tattoo on your ass?
Where would it go?
It's working.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you park that right there? Tell me something. What was that stuff you put in our clothes?
Do you mean the lavender water?
Yeah, the lavender water.
I'll never forget
that smell. Joe Perry is still talking about that.
Oh, my God. Stephen, I want you to meet my very good friend.
It's an absolute honor to meet you.
The Shylock.
Yeah.
I saw you on Larry King. It was you and,
Ariel Sharon.
That was a hell of a show.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. To me, there's no problem. No one's left the chicks. We're gonna play the gig, bro. Ciao.
Then it's gonna play the gig.
What do you think? Where the hell is Joe Loop?
I haven't seen him. Not since I paid him. Gave him what he had coming.
Christ. I'm banging the phones from dawn till dusk. Bobby finally wants the chicks to play The Last Samurai, but we don't have Linda.
I feel you, man. My man.
My man. You guys will never guess who I saw today. Chili Palmer.
Has anyone not seen him?
I'm at the Boot Barn on Sunset, and I see him talking to this cop in a Crown Vic.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember the pawn shop by the bakery?
Yeah, I know that place.
Mm-hmm. Stolichnaya.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick with Russians.
Well, one of them walks out, points his fingers like a gun at Chili.
Jesus Christ. The guy in Chili's house, the dead guy?
Mm-hmm.
I read in the paper he was Russian.
So?
So these Russians are probably the ones that killed Tommy Athens. And they know Chili can identify him.
Whoa!
Why are you tripping, man?
Whoa, why am I tripping? I'm tripping, G, because there is actually someone who wants Chili Palmer dead more than me. I say we help him get what he wants.
Damn, she's good. She sings, she writes her own stuff. She got it going on.
Not only does she write her own stuff, and she's got the voice, she's got the looks, this girl's the whole package.
She wanted me to put her in a movie, you know, struggling singer.
That makes it big.
Exactly.
Hey, look, she sounds cool. Don't get me wrong. But I gotta tell you guys, I'm not one of those singers who shows up in movies. I made it this far without having to do it.
No, Steve, we don't want you to be in a movie with her.
Then what's this all about?
I know that look, Chili. I mean, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking of a song. One of yours, Stephen. Sweet Emotion.
Hmm.
Oh, Sweet Emotion. I love that song. I mean, it's a classic.
Do you mind my asking you, what were you thinking when you wrote that?
What was I thinking about? Man, at that point in my life, Jill, we were neck deep in toys in the attic. I mean, I had this high. This buzz was going on, see? This incredible emotion like I never felt before. Or maybe it was just the rock and roll.
That is interesting. Would you like to know what I think? I don't think it was the rock and roll. I think it was your daughters.
My daughters?
Mm-hmm.
Mia, Liv. Nah, they were babies back then.
That's right. And you were a father for the first time, feeling things you had never felt before. It's different than music and tours. This was pure. You wanted to be with them. You wanted to protect them. Nah, this high you were feeling, that wasn't rock and roll.
It wasn't?
This is the love you felt for your girls. That sweet emotion.
It was. You're right. I never thought about it like that.
You see, Stephen, you and me, we're not that different from each other. That's why you can understand why we care about this girl in the moon.
I'll give it some thought.
Yes!
You know what else?
I can't believe Linda's gonna play with Aerosmith.
This idea. We get Linda to do duet with Steven and use his name to promote her CD.
Oh my God, that's genius, Jill. You know, there's something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Oh yeah, what is that?
Don't move.
Did you put the TV on?
No.
I don't think so. Stay here.
He's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you. Oh, but I know where I stand. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Elliot, what are you doing?
I've been waiting on your ass all night. I'm so goddamn bored. I made some tea. I put in my video.
You broke it in my house?
You told me you were gonna call me. I left you a message 2 days ago.
Elliot, I said I would get you the audition, and I will.
When? When? What the hell are you waiting for?
If you don't mind my saying, I don't like your attitude one bit. You too. I see the way y'all look at my man. Both of y'all scandalous, scheming. Don't apologize.
I'm sorry, Chili.
All right.
It's, I bought a brand new suit. I bought new shiny red boots. I got my new headshots done. I even prepared a monologue from Bring It On.
Well, then do it.
You guys have to go to Nationals. What is this, hush money? We don't need you. Why are you so mean? I'm just trying to be strong for my squad. And I'm trying to make it right. You want to make it right? Then when you go to Nationals, bring it. Oh, bring it. Don't worry. Psst. I never do. Scene.
Wow. Is that the only monologue that you got?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that wasn't bad. But you got to remember, when you're doing a monologue, you don't do both parts of the conversation. You choose one continuous speech. And you might think about doing a part that's written for a man.
Right.
Now you sing, right?
Yeah. Roger directed the video, though.
Well, I like it. I like it. But you might think about singing a man song.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank All you. Right. Hey, come on, give me that eyebrow thing. Oh, look at that.
Oh. I mean... That's something.
Wow.
When are you going to call me?
When your phone rings.
Okay. All right. You guys can keep the tape. I got another one. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
See
you.
See you, Elliot. Woohoo! Red aluminum.
Yeah, we can help each other.
So I have like 10 seconds alone with Madonna, right? And I'm like, look, I sat front row on that mission tour. I'm not intimidated by your sexuality.
Hey, what's
She's
up?
Like, well,
hey, we heard about Aerosmith.
Yeah.
How about that? How was I, you guys?
Where's Linda?
I don't know, man. Linda hasn't shown up. I haven't seen her since yesterday.
What do you mean she hasn't shown up?
I'll call her. Hey, Linda.
Do I sound like Linda, bitch?
Who's that?
Yo, Vanilla Ice, yeah. Just put her on the damn phone.
Miss Moon's about ready to go on stage right now. You want to talk to her? You best wait till after the show. B.I.H.
What are we going to do? They're making her perform.
I'll handle this.
negotiations for the contract.
You're making a mistake.
You want your money? You better get your ass out there on stage. I ain't doing this. You're going to perform or not?
How about not? Hi, honey.
Hiya, Chill. We were just talking to your friend Linda here about the kind of Spice Girl cash she can make if she stays with the chicks.
Well, I can see by the dressing room that it's just a preview of good things yet to come.
Hey, at least we can afford to record her. Don't think I don't know that NTL is broke.
Come on, honey, let's go.
You know what? This is bullshit. You want to go? After all I did for you? Fine. But let me tell you something, sweetheart. You're a dime a dozen.
That's right.
We got gigs lined up, recording sessions scheduled. There are dozens of girls. We're dying to take your place. Here, you want it so bad, you're going to need this.
What is this?
It's Willinda's contract.
Are you trying to set me up, Nikki?
I don't go by the name anymore.
Well, then why don't I call you Joe Lou? Seeing how he doesn't use his name anymore either.
What are you talking about?
Nikki, look at me. Do you even know where Joe Loop is?
How the hell do I know where he is?
Why don't you ask Cisco?
Now, we can handle this shit like gentlemen. Or we can get into some gangster shit. You shouldn't talk shit about what you don't know.
What? You mean that you beat Joe Loop with a bat and dumped his body in Griffith Park?
Franz, what the hell is you talking about?
Just talking.
It's impossible that you're stupid. That's probably his gun you got stuck in your waist there.
Look, all I know is Raji told me to come here if I wanted my money for the Viper Room gigs. Now you're going to pay me or not?
Am I going to pay you or not? Are you going to honor your goddamn contract or not? Then you get paid. This man can't do shit for you.
Oh, yeah? Then why is she playing with Aerosmith this weekend?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'll leave some tickets for you at will call.
You hit the goddamn hitman.
Yeah. The man was bad at his job, man.
Yeah, just like you, stupid ass.
Look, you know what?
What?
I'm so sorry, Chill, for
Why
real.
Is that?
Because I didn't even want to come here. Raji said he was going to pay me the money he owes me and I'm broke. Look, at least we can get my contract back.
Believe me, honey, there is no contract. This whole pawn shop thing's a setup. The sneaky car's where I've got my head blown off. What's this?
Well, now imagine my surprise. We out getting Mongolian barbecue. You know, we come across your little weak-ass ride.
Did you leave any food in Mongolia? What do you get on those Hummers? About, what, 12 miles to the gallon?
9.
Dabu, thank you, Mr. Goodrich. I told you, you had till Friday. Your time is running out.
Well, I know how the days of the week thing works. You get your money.
Well, consider this a courtesy call. Because come tomorrow, my 9 gonna be a lot less courteous.
Since you are being so courteous, I'd like you to meet Linda Moon. Linda, this is Sin.
And Dabu.
Dabu. Yeah, I know who you are. You did the remix on Samurai Soul's album, right?
Linda Moon, you the girl with... Dabu! Could you make your dining experience a little less obtrusive? So you the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about. If you ever decide to get out the bargain basement, maybe I can remix a song for you.
Well, you're too pricey for us, son.
Brother gotta get paid, right? Miss Moon?
Chop chop.
Yeah.
Dabu?
Player?
Stop playing with that thing. You ain't gonna figure out your two-way, Elliot. Why don't you take a break and daydream about things that you like, man? Like, you know, flying on a unicorn with chocolate-covered cherries raining.
Hey, I'm not the one who disrespected you, Raji. Nick did. Not me. Nick.
Man, Nick ain't even my boss. How's he gonna do me like that? We're supposed to be partners.
Raji, Nick left a message for you. If you go near Linda, he'll see that you suffer excruciating pain and never walk again in your life. In other words, he'll break your legs.
Why's he gotta say it all poetic like that? Why can't you just say I'm gonna break your legs, man? Nice ass won't get you through your whole life. When you turn 30, you better have a personality.
You don't need him anymore, Raj. I say it's time you took Nick out.
What about Chili Palmer, genius? Hey, you can't even work your pages sitting there scheming.
You'll get to Chili in good time. Don't worry about Chili. Nick's the problem.
Now, if I take Nicky out, all roads lead to me, Elliot. Don't think about shit, man.
Not if it ain't you who does it. I'm talking about a setup, bro.
Hello.
Send us out?
Yeah, who wants to know?
Shut your punk ass mouth. NTL owes you 300 large, right? Chili Palmer was gonna pay you. But Nick Carr says, send us out. Man, I wouldn't give my money to that Alabama porch monkey.
Alabama porch? Nick Carr said that?
Man, you heard me, fool. He told Chili to give him the 300 grand instead in exchange for some contract and whatnot. Look, man, you want your chips? Do you want your chips? Then you best see Nick Carr. C-A-R-A.
I want my chip. Yeah, I want my chip. Who is this?
I'm the one schooling you, son.
That is beautiful. You did it.
Now, let's get some rascals up in this bitch. You want some chicken breast, some collards, some yams, some waffles, man. Extra syrup.
I love Roscoe's. You know, I never told you this. You know what I love about Roscoe's? I could take one drumstick and put it in my mouth and suck all the meat off it at one time and then just pull out that bone.
Don't be putting your sucked on drumstick with my chicken breast. You better keep that shit. I'm serious, man. You better keep that shit separate. Only thing wet on that shit better be the syrup. What's up? It's Raji.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Daddy.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. School's good?
Yeah.
You had a good day at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're going to skip ice cream today. Let's drop her off real quick. Yeah.
Detective, my husband was an amazing man. Please. But he didn't leave NTL in the best financial position.
Well, we spoke with his assistant, Tiffany, and she's told us about an incident involving an insurance salesman.
Yes. Are you okay?
Fine. Mrs. Anthers?
Oh, please, call me Edie.
Well, Edie, we have reason to believe that this gentleman was not an insurance salesman at all.
Really? I don't understand.
Do you think it's possible that your husband was involved with the Russian mafia?
The Russian mafia? I mean, not that I know of, but I did find something. Maybe this will help. I found it in Tommy's desk drawer.
Nick Carr. It's a pawn ticket.
Pawn ticket?
I want to pick this up.
Get your black ass out of here.
You know what you tell a man with two black eyes? Nothing. He's already been told twice. Now, you going to give me what I came for? Or are we going to have a problem?
Duh.
An envelope?
That's it. They bought it. You're up.
How much can I get for this?
$5.
don't worry, your hair looks fine.
Walking, man.
Have you lost your
Hang up the phone, Nick.
Goodbye, Marty. Sin, good to see you, bro.
Sin, I can explain it to you.
You best hope you didn't lie to us.
I'll just say if I could explain what happened, we could maybe get on the same page here. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ. What the hell's going on?
It's a misunderstanding.
Shut your ass. Your man here says you got our money.
I can explain it to you.
Roger said that?
It's a misunderstanding.
But you shut it up!
Excited here, man.
Let me tell you something. NTL owes us 300 grand. Now, from my understanding, Chili Palmer took that money, gave it to you for some contract.
Chili Palmer's the problem.
Roger said that. He's full of shit.
Watch what you say. Because we will drop his ass. Take him outside.
Come on, man. Easy!
Don't land on my Porsche.
Come on, man, pull me up, man. You can't hate me like this. Stop this shit, man. It's a long way, man. Come on, man, pull me up, man. Come on. This camera's all over this bitch, man. Pull me up, man. Help! Help! Stop playing, man. Stop bullshit, man. Man, that's my office down there, man. I'm gonna wake the lawyers up. Lawyers, what's up? Lawyers, can you see me? It's Raji from Carousel. C-A-R-A.
Drop your way.
You can't hit me, man. You can't hang me over a thing and hit me. Pull my ass up.
Sin, my bro.
Would you cut to my brother's shit? You're insulting my mother.
I'm not in business with Chili Palmer. I'm the one trying to get him out. The piece of shit stole my ass.
Son of a bitch. You set me up.
Who the hell are you?
I give you chicken. And you tell me Chili Palmer come to my store and I kill him. But yet, no chili come.
Yo, Tolstoy, take a number.
The cops come with ticket.
Cops? What cops?
Excuse me, Vladimir, I don't know how they do it in the Ukraine, but I believe I was here first.
Be cool, nigger.
Nigger.
Look. You don't understand. This is how Chili Palmer operates. It's like a game between us. He knows I tried to set him up, so he did it right back to me.
Then game is over. No more setups. No more. Nigger cops.
Have you lost your mind? I mean, how is it that you can disrespect a man's ethnicity when you know we've influenced nearly every facet of white America? From our music to our style of dress, not to mention your basic imitation of our sense of cool. Walk, talk, dress, mannerisms. We enrich your very existence, all the while contributing to the gross national product through our achievements in corporate America. It's these conceits that comfort me when I'm faced with the ignorant, cowardly, bitter, and bigoted who have no talent, no guts. People like you who desecrate things they don't understand when the truth is you should say thank you, man, and go on about your way. But apparently, you're incapable of doing that. So. Dabu!
My bad, dog.
And don't tell me to be cool. I am cool! Racial epithets. Why does it always come down to that, huh? Makes me sad for my daughter.
You need money? I got you.
Nick.
I got you.
Nick! Focus.
Sin, I'm the one who promoted you. I'm the reason you even owe 300 grand. I'm telling you. You want Chili Palmer.
Pull my ass up!
Bring his ass back inside.
I want y'all to give it up and lay it down for a good friend of mine, Linda Moon!
so broken-hearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine.
The tables have turned, yeah. Cause me and them ways have parted. But that kind of love was the killing kind.
Got it. All I want is someone I can't resist. Yeah.
People will do that to you.
Oh my God.
Listen, you're great. Good luck. And you know, the crowd's only going to get bigger for you.
Thank you.
What about our girl, huh?
Oh, she was amazing.
Amazing.
To Linda Moon.
To Linda Moon. To you. You know, you said something, when Elliot was here, that you wanted to do something. What was that?
I think it might have been something like this. Are you just using me to get into the music business?
Oh, Edie, I like you.
Listen.
What's wrong?
I didn't leave the stereo on.
Sounds like knock on heaven's door. All right, I'll check it out.
Mama put my guns in the ground.
Evening, gentlemen. Interesting choice of music.
That cold black cloud's coming down. Gotta love Dylan, man. Biograph, it's a great album. You know, we wouldn't have this song without it.
But we would have. Because you see, Dylan wrote that originally for that Peckinpah movie with James Coburn.
You're in no position to correct me.
It was to a soundtrack, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Yep. Same song they played when Slim Pickens died in his wife's arm, right?
This man knows his westerns.
Good movie.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for that VH1 moment in music history. Time's up. I want my money.
All right, well, tomorrow you come by the office and we'll deal with it.
How bad you want this? Mm-hmm. Know what that is? It's Linda Moon's contract.
Nick Carr give you that?
Much to his dismay. Now, that 300 grand you owe me, I just doubled it. And you got 1 minute to come up with my money. And at the end of that time, I want to smell money or smell blood. It's your choice.
Listen, I want you to hear something.
I don't want to hear shit.
You call that a minute?
You only have to say nothing. I already know. I know. I can't help it, man. Don't give me no gun, man. You know what I'm gonna do.
Look, Sin, you're a music producer. You gotta hear this. Look, shoot me later, but hear this now. I'm playing Sin the CD.
Yeah, I noticed.
Sorry to wake you, Edie, but your girl here's got a good voice. I mean, the first song was nice, but this one, powerful lyrics, just resonates with me.
You know what Sin said? He said, it's all there. He just needs to put his touch on it. That's it.
That's exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. So, how is Sin proposing to do this?
Let me produce her. I'll fatten up her sound, give her some edge. Maybe he mad in a little blues guitar. Yeah, huh?
Man's got a point, Edie.
Nothing against High Gordon, but the man is white.
That's true, Sin. But, what's that gonna cost me?
Well, just a producer's credit and a little something on the back end.
Which could end up being millions.
Only if I make it a hit. Davu, T, what's with the finger? What's that? That's not gangster. That's not gangster.
Gotcha.
What do you want, Raj?
Send the sound producer single.
So?
And that bitch hung me out a window. Now he gets to be a producer? I ain't having it.
At least he's not hanging out at strip clubs in the middle of the day. Listen to me. Chili called. He said Linda played with Aerosmith and killed.
He tried to offer me some kind of a back-end bullshit deal to promote her.
Can you believe the balls on this guy?
So what you saying? He's gonna make her a big star?
Not if he's dead.
Are you saying we can smoke him?
I'm saying you and Elliot take care of him. And I'll forget you tried to take me out.
Elliot, you home? Elliot!
Elliot, Chili Palmer. I got you an audition on a Nicole Kidman picture. It's next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Give me a call.
No, he ain't. Delete that shit.
Blues guitar. It's nice.
I mean, it's lyrical, but it's tough now. I can almost see the video.
We should get Shotgun to do the video.
Now he tight.
We'll never get him. The man's Scorsese of music videos. Won't happen.
The man was my production assistant on Get Leo. I'll get him.
Linda! It was beautiful, but when you do the hip thing, I need like a more hip, like a sexier hip, like a bigger... sexier him. You'll do it.
I'll be back.
Okay? Right on action.
It's late. Shouldn't you and Baby Huey be sleeping?
That's it? So, hey, Nick. Good to see you, man. Did you lose weight? She's good, bro. You get Miss Bangkok in there and you got something.
You always had an eye for talent, Nick.
I think it's time you and me and Edie had a little talk.
You want to talk business? You talk to me. You leave Edie out of this.
I'm already in negotiations with Edie. I'm just coming to get you.
Is that right? Flea Diddy.
It's P. Diddy. Don't be coming up in here like you know anything about rap.
Oh, I bet I know more than you do. You probably don't even know who the Sugar Hill Gang is.
But I know who the Busted Cap in Your Ass Gang is.
Let me tell you something, Chill. When I told you I wanted us to work together, I was being genuine.
Oh, I could tell.
But now that Linda's making a name for herself, she's gonna need a real professional managing her career. So I'm gonna need that contract back.
You know, just take it. It's yours.
It's a big man to realize that bigger man swings a bigger dick.
Nobody's a bigger dick than you, Nick.
So what the hell is this?
That's Linda's contract.
We thought you'd appreciate the irony. You know how turnabouts is fair game.
Fair game. I like that. That could be the name of my next girl group. Take care, Chill.
Disrespected me.
Oh, yes.
It's a damn shame, Chili. Because now what you're going to do is have to go commit suicide up in a dark alley, man.
There goes your audition.
What audition?
I left you a message.
Stop bullshitting, man.
At home and on your two-way.
Leave me a message. I check my messages. Nobody called.
Sounds like maybe somebody erased your messages.
Check your two-way. Go ahead.
Stop this shit. We got business to take care of.
Hey.
You need help?
All right.
There you go.
Oh, is that it? Just hit the...
Mm-hmm.
How could you do that, Raj?
What are you talking about, man? Why am I standing here?
You've been erasing my messages? I have an audition on Tuesday.
What?
Ain't no damn message on that thing.
Leave me lights on, man.
How could you do that?
Why are you dripping on me like that?
Put it down.
Easy. Elliot, be cool, man.
Tap easy in your ass. How could you do that,
man?
I put the gun back where it belongs, man.
You never wanted to see me in movies.
Come on, Sugar Tank.
After all these years, Sugar Tank.
Come on, man. Check in. Check in. I'm the ace, man. I've been the ace. What?
They got me, Dad.
Tuesday, right? Chili?
That's right.
Sorry about your comrade.
Comrade.
What the hell is this?
Don't know.
What the hell?
Nick Carr! You're under arrest for the murder of Joe Loop.
And now, the final nominee for MTV's Best Video of the Year, Linda Moore, with the performance of her smash hit, Ain't No Reason.
Tell me, have you ever felt like a sky falling down, but the sun is gonna shine again? Tell me, have you ever felt like you've been left alone, but you know deep down you're wrong? I wonder, have you ever, ever felt a little unsure, but then again secure?
Tonight you've heard the five nominated songs. Dabu?
Yeah, I'm Dabu the Great, you know what I'm saying? We got the Dub MDs in the house.
Yeah.
The Best Music Video Award goes to...
Tell him, Dabu!
First Believer, and now this.
Yeah, Ain't No Reason to. Linda Moon, fourth award of the night!
Amazing. First, I would like to thank my producer, Edie Athens. I'd also like to thank Ty Gordon and Sin LaSalle. Thank you. And last but not least, I would like to thank the guy who has believed in me from the very beginning. He made all of this happen, Chili Palmer. Thank you. Thanks.
We'll be right back.
you got to say.
Kids getting money on the block in the trenches. B-boys, graffiti riders, and old timers.
Make a clap to this. Triple seven, make a B-boy, break a, make a dance to this. Put them up and wave your hands to this. I'm out to take a jam, jam, hip hop, moving here to Japan. Make a clap to this. Triple seven, make a B-boy, break a, make a dance to this. Put them up and wave your hands to this. I'm out to take a jam, jam, hip hop, moving here to Japan.
Now I steps in the dance with the slip of sense. Triple seven from the Bronx, like BGP. I represent for all the B-boys and MCs. The root, the foundation of this hip-hop tree. We used to go to the party and I pinched right please. Now the game's changing, it's all about cheese. Yes, yes, y'all. Check it out. Let me show the party people what I'm talking about. You at the club online with your sneakers and jeans. Security guard, he looking at you all mean. You can't get in cause you ain't dressed up.
Man, I just came here to dance, though.
Man, it's messed up. It's the crossover and it's time to take over. 777, he came, so now the game's over. This is how it should be done. How many people tonight just came to have fun? For the cats, sit the beer on the benches. Kids getting money on the block in the trenches. B-boys, graffiti riders, and old timers.
Make a clap to this. 777, make a B-boy, break a, make a dance to this. Put them up and wave your hands to this. I'm out to take a jam, jam, hip hop, moving here to Japan. Make a clap to this. 777, make a B-boy, break a, make a dance to this. Put them up and wave your hands to this. I'm out to take a jam, jam, hip hop, moving here to Japan.
Get off the wall, everybody, and just party to this. Spark trees up. School peeps, cup your jeans up. Take it back to breakbeat parties and street dancing. Rap anthem, spit at the chick if you handsome. The rap phantom, step in the game. No drama or beef, ambassador for you from the streets. In the booth with the truth, like issue with the Krishna. Not the mystic, got more flavor than lipstick. Switch styles of flesh, meditate with the gods. Not in the game, but play the game, shuffle the cards, a deal. My energy electrifying like a third reel. MCs can't see me, they read it in brill. My rap's clearer than a brand new windshield. Born revolutionary, I bring it straight to your grill. School like King David, throw rocks, I lick shots. Cut the electricity off, I rhyme on a beatbox. This is for the cats, sip a beer on the benches. Kids getting money on the block in the trenches. B-boys, graffiti riders, and old timers.
Make a clap to this. 777, make a B-boy, break a, make a dance to this. Put them up and wave your hands to this.